Hey y'all, hey. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast where your host Diamond is Silk and Silk also.
Diamond or Diamond.
Before we get started, I want you all to stop right now and I want you to subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop an episode, you will receive notification.
That's right.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And once you order it, it will be a signed autograph copy.
And also, if you would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Silk.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to jump into,
Come on, let's jump.
Because I don't want to go off.
Okay.
But I saw some things that made me want to just flip the script,
Woo!
Child.
Yes.
Okay, so it looked like Congress and them passed a $2.3 trillion stimulus bill. $2.3 trillion with a capital T.
T.
Not a capital B.
Not a B. Not a boy. But a Tom, like T-T-T.
A capital T.
Yeah.
So I heard that the bill was over 5,000 pages long, girl. Right? 5,000.
5,000
pages long. But some of the stuff that they have in the bill, it just doesn't make any sense. So, Silk.
Yes.
Okay, this is not a joke.
Okay.
Now, out of that $2.3 trillion, guess how much the American people are getting from that?
How much?
$600.
$600 per person.
Per person. Don't hold me back, Silk.
Okay. I won't.
Now, you got these mofos up there in Congress. And in case y'all don't know what a mofo is a moron operating from outer space. You got these morons up there, or these mofos up there in Congress, acting like they don't know. No regard for the American people.
None.
Whose livelihoods are gone. Because of their decisions and because of them not holding these states accountable, even though the ones in the Senate represent these states and people in Congress represent the people in those states. You got people that's been out of work for almost 30 some weeks. All right. They only got $1,200 for those 30 some weeks. You got these governors trying to lock people back down again. And you mean all y'all want to do is give them $600.
But I bet you one thing, those members in Congress, they miss one paycheck.
They sure haven't.
They ain't miss one paycheck.
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense to me.
So, if this bill, you said, is how many trillions?
2.3 trillion, girl.
Well, then where is the rest of the money going to?
Well, for domestic funding, the Kennedy Center got $26,400,000. And the last time the stimulus bill was passed, they gave them a big old lump sum of money.
Wait. The Kennedy Center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, isn't it supposed to be about COVID relief? Isn't it supposed to be a COVID relief bill?
It's supposed to be a COVID relief bill.
And it's supposed to stimulate the economy.
But what the hell do we need with the Kennedy Center and can't nobody go out to the centers because they got the country locked down? You see what I'm talking about? Smithsonian, $1 billion. I mean, these foreign...
Smithsonian?
Well, what do we need this stuff for?
Guess
how much money that they are giving to the American people?
Oh,
you itches shouldn't be that kind.
Mm.
Yeah, $600.
Oh.
The National Art Gallery is getting $154 million. The National Art Humanities is getting $167 million. And who is W. Wilson Center?
Who the hell is W. Wilson Center?
Is that $14 million? That's $14 million that they got.
All of these centers. Okay, first off.
Come on.
I'm thinking of arts and crafts. Uh-huh. I'm thinking of our children not even being able to go to school.
They can't even go to school.
But you giving money to some art gallery that we can't even go out to because...
That's right. To the art gallery, the Kennedy Center, Smithsonian. Yes.
And this is supposed to be the COVID relief bill. This is supposed to stimulate the economy.
$600 ain't going to stimulate this economy. How is $600 going to stimulate this economy when you got people out of work that's been out of work for weeks?
How?
They want to go back to work, but you won't even open back up your state.
Woo. But we want to give all of this millions and even a billion to some I don't even know. What's this here?
The Smithsonian?
Smithsonian.
That's something that you need to know. Let me see what that is. Can I just tell you this here? 600 is not a relief. It's a ripoff. That's what it is.
Because this is American tax dollars that we're talking about here. The money that goes to the federal government, mm-hmm. to our different states and so forth, mm-hmm. and those tax dollars are going to these individuals, mm-hmm. but the American people only get $600 mm-hmm. a piece.
See, the Smithsonian, that's the world's largest museum and research complex. But here's the deal. That damn museum ain't going to do us no good if the American people can't go and see the stuff in the museum. So how the hell do they need $1 billion right now?
Tell me
now. I'm not saying they may need the money, uh-huh. but why do they need it right now? In the midst of a pandemic when you got millions of Americans have been locked down in their homes uh-huh. because of these moronic, uh-huh. or these mofos uh-huh. of a governor.
Uh-huh. And these museums are not the ones that's starving.
The American
people are.
Don't make sense to me.
Okay.
Okay, but it get worse, girl.
It get worse.
They want to go ahead on. They want to give you all the $600 and tell you to go about your business uh-huh. and be quiet about that uh-huh. and go somewhere and spend it up.
Uh-huh.
But they want to take and give the foreign countries.
Foreign countries.
Yes. Egypt is going to be getting 100. Oh, no. That's $1.3 billion.
What the?
Sudan is getting $700 million. Ukraine is getting $453 million. Israel is getting $500 million. Nepal is getting $130 million. Burma is getting $135 million. Cambodia is getting $85,500,000. Pakistan is getting $25 million. And Asia, RIA, is getting $1.4 billion. Why they just hand you $600.
Wait. Uh-huh. And the money that you just called out.
I just ran it down.
That's American tax dollars mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. being given away to mm-hmm. these different countries mm-hmm. for our COVID relief. Mm-hmm. Our stimulation mm-hmm. of our economy mm-hmm. here in America, mm-hmm. our money is going to foreign countries.
Foreign entities.
Why mm-hmm. is our American tax dollars leaving America when it should be for Americans?
You would have thought they would have took that $2.3 trillion uh-huh. and stimulated this economy. You would have thought they would have took that $2.3 trillion uh-huh. and how about you pop that in the businesses that you done flattened yeah. because of this pandemic. You would have thought that they would have took that $2.3 trillion and pumped it into our school system uh-huh. for better education yeah. for our school. Cleaning up the schools where the children can go back to school.
You know, this is mm-hmm. I am just mm-hmm. like, are you freaking serious?
Mm-hmm. I'm serious,
now,
girl.
We pay these people salary mm-hmm. because they're supposed to be there in Congress working for we, the American people, mm-hmm. for our will, mm-hmm. not no foreign country will. Mm-hmm. I am a little sick and tired of our money. No. Let me back that up.
Come on, girl.
I'm a lot sick and tired
yes.
of our American dollars mm-hmm. leaving America mm-hmm. for all of these foreign individuals mm-hmm. or foreign entities and foreign programs. Mm-hmm. What about we, the American people? Our money should be stored right here for Americans.
Yeah, well, it's the American people that's giving it to you.
Whew.
So if it's the American people that's giving it to you, look at the American people livelihoods and look at how most people livelihoods have been flattened for no reason.
But these governors
can open back up these states, but they choose not to.
You know,
businesses have been flattened. You would have thought you all would have came to the aid of these businesses.
Yes. Well, let's see what President Trump have to say about this mess.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then, a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID Relief Bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment, $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business, $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open. $7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries, $3 million in poultry production technology, $2 million to research the impact of down trees, $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. This is far more than the Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously. They were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This two-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
It looked like these people are going to have to find another way to get their kicks back and their patty
wrap. Well, here's the deal.
Stop ripping off America.
But when I look at the money that's being given to, like, the Kennedy Center, Smithsonian, the National Art Gallery, and all of these other places, I wonder how much money is going back into some of these congressmen and these senators' pockets.
Because we have people that's homeless. Mm-hmm. We have people that's out of work. Mm-hmm. Thanks to your governors here that want to take and lock down people and keep people from working. Mm-hmm. You got people that's homeless right now.
That's right.
But you want to give millions and even billions of dollars to centers and art galleries and foreign countries. And it's money.
But how are they able to stay afloat? How are they able to have a business and you got everybody locked down?
I
believe those are backdoor ways to give extra money to other people.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. And this is very sick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, if you all don't like it, what you going to do about it?
It's time to do something about it.
You got to do something about it. That's our tax dollars.
That's right.
Not for them to take our money and do whatever they want to do with
it.
And then you just give the American people $600, tell them to have a Coke and a smile and a nice day.
Some crumbs. You give the American people some crumbs, and you give these foreign countries our money and allocate our American dollars to these different foreign entities and foreign programs and these different centers and art galleries and all of this different stuff that's supposed to do what for the American? How does these centers stimulate the economy?
That's right.
That
I need to know.
Doggone governors took and really shut down.
They shut down. That's what they did.
For a virus with a 99.997% chance recovery rate.
Yeah, I don't want to get your pressure up, girl.
No, my pressure is up.
But you all are going to have to go. Listen, there's a march happening January the 6th right there in D.C.
Yes.
I suggest you all go right on up there.
I
don't care whether you a Democrat or a Republican, whether you black, white, blind, cripple, or crazy. Enough is enough around here.
It's enough. I remember whenever President Trump came into office, one thing he talked about is removing and undoing all of this waste, fraud, and abuse. I am sick and tired of Americans being abused by the system. And then they sit here and they always want to talk about systemic racism. What about the systemic racism of the system? It's not about the race, okay? It's about them taking this system and abusing it against the American
That's
people.
That's right. And it's almost like it's thievery.
It's thievery.
It's thievery. To me, that's what it feel like. That's what it feel like. Well, I don't want to just keep you on that subject, girl. Well, according to the New York Post, Chris Christie is considering a presidential run in 2024. I'll be ready to go run for a Krispy Kreme donut.
Krispy Kreme donut.
Because he won't be running for president. He won't be running for president.
Hey, listen, and a Krispy Kreme donut going to run from his ass.
Let me just tell you this here. Fell out with Chris Christie when he felt like President Trump should concede. President Trump should fight to the very end. You don't let nobody take nothing from you.
That's right.
Nor do you let anyone bully you.
That's right. And that's what I see a lot of these people, including Chris Christie, I see them doing that, trying to bully our president and bully the will of the American people.
And then he even said he gonna run even if it means running against his old friend Donald Trump. Well, according to this report. But let me tell you something. You can run, but we know you won't be able to hide.
No.
We know you won't be able to hide, baby.
To hide it,
and you ain't going to be able to beat Donald. You may be a lot bigger than Donald, Trump, but you won't be able to beat him.
And from the looks of things, he ain't going to be doing a lot of running.
He'll be slow rolling. I do not want him to run. I have jokes for days.
Yes.
And I'm not picking on Chris Christie.
No, we're not
picking on. But I was taken aback with what he said.
But he's been picking on us.
That's right.
You're picking on the American people when you actually see what's going on in this country and you want the American people to turn a blind eye.
That's right. That's right.
And then you want to take and run against a person that's been disenfranchised.
That's right.
This system.
Corrupt system.
No, he gonna be rolling right along.
Rolling like a river, rolling like another one. Pat Robinson, girl. So he came out the other day. He says President Trump lives in an alternate reality and should move on from his election loss. I'm sorry, Mr. Pat Robertson, televangelist. With all due respect, there was a lot of people that thought that you lived in an alternate reality.
Hello.
Or you lives in an alternate reality. With some of the things that have come out of your mouth, but people of the religious faith have taken up for you.
That's right.
Please don't tell President Trump to look the other way and move on.
Yeah.
Because it makes me believe that a lot of you all are part of this system that is corrupt when I see that.
That's right.
Give him the opportunity to present his case.
Uh-huh.
And how can a man present his case
when
the courts just don't be, they won't even look at the evidence.
They won't even listen to the evidence.
They won't even look at it.
Yeah,
Our whole system is corrupt.
And flawed.
And you all just telling him, well, move along, see nothing and say nothing.
Well, as a televangelist, how are you supporting a person that believes in killing babies?
I don't think that let me stop you. I don't believe Pat Robertson is supporting anyone that kills babies. I think what's happening is President Trump is disturbing the status quo. And what that means, a lot of people start to feel uncomfortable when you start challenging the system.
Okay.
And what he's doing is challenging this system that is corrupt, and he know fraud is going on.
All right, so then let me put it this way.
Put it that way, girl.
As a televangelist, don't the Bible say thou shalt not lie?
Thou shalt not steal.
And thou shalt not steal.
That's right.
So how are you complicit with the thievery? Tell me how, Pastor evangelist,
hold on.
Tala.
I don't, complicit would make him part of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that he's part of it, Sue. I really think, listen, have you ever met people that be like, don't say nothing. Just be quiet. You have those people in the world. You have fighters, and then you have people that roll over and get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to be?
Well,
do you want to be where somebody beating up on you, or do you want to stand up and fight?
Well, I'm not going to be complicit in the ass kicking. I'm not going to be complicit in the
So I don't think that.
But when I say complicit, let me explain that, please.
Yes.
When I say complicit, I'm talking about going along to get along as if it was okay.
What I
just saw happen in our election, Diamond, is not okay with me.
No.
It's about right and wrong. And what have happened here, there is a lot of wrong that has happened. And to tell me to look the other way, how can I have trust in our judicial system?
Right.
How can I have trust in our election systems when I'm hearing people to tell me to look the other way?
Right. Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's
here.
What you, I'm glad that you clarified.
Yes.
So not to throw anybody under the bus. Pat Robertson can have
his
Chris
opinion.
Chris Christie can have his opinion.
Yes, he can.
All of these people can have their opinion.
Right.
My thing is, don't insult President Trump's intelligence.
Yes.
And his will to want to fight, not only for himself, but for the American people and for the country.
Yeah.
Because if we allow this to take place, we've already turned into a banana republic. The Republicans will never win another election if we allow to take place.
And just look at the people that is saying, move along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that if you do this or when you do this, they're going to reach back and your job gonna be gone.
That's right.
They'll cut you a loose when they get finished using you.
That's right. That's right. So people got to just, you know, understand that, you know, if you don't want us to be overly sensitive and to be defensive in what we say, and that defensive is maybe calling you a name or going off on you, then don't you push us back in the corner and say we don't have any merit.
Any merits. That's right.
That's all I say when it comes to that, girl.
Okay.
Well, workers are out of a job.
Well, what do you expect when you have these governors shutting down these states and shutting down businesses?
Right.
What do you expect?
Right. Well, you have these people out of work, and the American people are being paralyzed by death and fear. By death and fear. And in all actuality, if we look at the numbers, do things add up the way they need to add up? And when they don't add up the way they need to add up, you know, people start talking. You know what I found out?
What?
When it started affecting people, especially liberals.
That's pushing this mess. Uh-huh. Come on.
Now they got to start right about it.
It's the same thing like I just said earlier, how they'll reach back and cut you off as well.
Mm-hmm.
The things that's being implemented right now in this country is going to affect every human being if we allow it.
That's right.
Shutting down a business will trickle down all the way down, and then it'll take and it will then affect the person at the top. Because if you do away with the workers, with the jobs, then guess what? That's going to stop the money flow.
That's right.
It's going to stop the production. It's going to stop people from being productive.
Right.
Whenever you do that. So the things that's being implemented right now, and for the people that's going along with what's happening right now, you're saying okay to it.
Right.
Eventually, it is going to affect you, and it's going to affect the very person that's pushing it.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I say, okay, like we're in the midst of this here.
Yeah.
Why can't we all come together, put our heads together to get out of it?
Yeah.
Why is it that you only have to listen to only the scientists,
right,
but any doctor that practice medicine or
right,
whatever,
right,
you can't listen to them.
Right.
You only have to listen to the CDC.
Right.
I mean, why can't, but you don't listen to the doctors when they tell you about your immune system and what's supposed to happen. You're not supposed to listen to that.
Uh-huh.
They call that misinformation. I mean, it's time for us to put our heads together and see how we can collectively get out of this. Now, President Trump have made vaccines available.
Uh-huh.
There's therapeutic medicines available.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time to open up our country and let commerce flow again.
Well, you said one thing.
What?
That there's therapeutic medicines available.
Mm-hmm.
But the very therapeutic medicines that are available have been restricted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have been restricted by these different governors of these states.
Mm-hmm.
There are other therapeutic medicines. I give you that. But a lot of the main therapeutic medicines that needs to be used in a situation like this have been restricted by a lot of these governors. I have a very serious problem with that because a lot of people are so keen on trying to stop the contagion, the spread of this particular virus, but you're removing the very thing that's needed to help stop and slow the spread.
That's right. Yeah, girl. It's a mess.
It's messy.
Something else, just to change the story a little bit. Michigan, the Michigan Secretary of State, girl, directed the county clerks to delete their electronic voting records.
What?
Yes, girl, she did. And I thought that was I think that's a crime. Like, you can't do that.
I thought you're supposed to hold those records for a lengthy amount of time to be able to, you know, look at if you needed to look at it. So, really, look, people, what are these people hiding?
What are they hiding?
What are they trying to keep us from seeing here?
That's right.
You know, you go to court, they won't see the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You ask for a forensic audit, they say no to it. Or if they do it, they take and hide certain things.
Right.
And now this?
Now that. That's right. That's right. What she did was wrong, and I think that this is a crime.
I think that it's time for people to be held accountable for a lot of these things that they're doing to rig this election.
Right. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
And this has got to come to a head.
Yeah.
If she ordered those people to delete electronic voting records when they should have been saved, then she need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And then what needs to happen, since you don't have the electronic.
Yep.
Now we get to open up the ballot boxes.
Yep.
And now let's take an actual look at the ballot.
That's right.
That's
right.
What needs to happen.
All of this foolery that I've seen going on in this election right here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom. It's like a disbelief.
Right.
I can't believe all of the extra things that a lot of these people went to try to steal this election. You know, it's really disgusting. You know, cheaters, you never win. Cheaters never win. And winners don't have to cheat. And this stuff that I'm seeing happening right here, this is really it's a disbelief.
Right.
And then where's the FBI? Where's the DOJ? Where are the people at investigating this? Somebody, it's time for people to be held accountable, Diamond.
It is time for people to be held accountable.
Uh-huh.
And also, girl, are you aware that Michigan only have 7,831,250 adults that stay in the state of Michigan,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Right. But the registered voters, according to the Michigan voter information website, they claim that the registered voters are 8,128,826.
Wow.
So their voter, that's off. And I'm telling you, out of the 7,831,000, not all of those are registered voters. So even their voter rolls are off up in the state of Michigan. They got to get it together.
And
the
then
state,
when
state
you
of
look
Michigan.
At these secretaries of states in these different states, why won't they clean up their voter roll?
Because you can't cheat.
Ooh.
You're not going to be able to cheat if you clean them up. That's why.
Girl, I believe that if there was really a forensic audit for the last 3 to 4 different elections, you will find a lot of cheating going on, because a lot of times they can take and use those names of people that's not even eligible anymore, or people that's passed on, that's died, or what have you. They can take and use their names in these different elections.
Right, right. Something else came up, you all, about, I want to tell everybody about this here.
Okay.
Dr. Birx.
Girl.
Okay, listen, first of all, I just want to say I do respect the scientists and the doctors, okay, because they are the professional, okay? But listen, now, according to APnews.com, Dr. Birx tells Newsy she plans to retire. She announces attentions after the AP reported that Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, bucked CDC guidance and traveled over Thanksgiving. So there you have it.
So now she want to retire because she got caught.
Well, I don't know if that's your... No, wait. We don't know if she's retired because she got caught. We can only speculate or assume.
Or it's our opinion.
But we don't know if that's true.
Because it seems strange that she want to retire now. And it just seems strange to Silky Smooth that she want to retire after all of a sudden the stuff done came out with her going to, was it Delaware?
I don't know where she went, but wait a minute, the New York Post, the way they got it written, Dr. Birx says she will retire after overwhelming holiday travel scandal.
Yeah. See. Once again, the very thing that you're implementing on the American people is going to affect you.
It's going to affect you. You can't tell us to lock ourselves down, but you going around with a scarf wrapped around your neck traveling. You can't do that. Traveling with your family. Ooh. You got people that ain't been with their families. Can't even go to the rest homes to see their loved ones.
And I wonder why they was at dinner if she summons them to put on masks and goggles while eating dinner.
Mm-hmm. So you know the American people are going to call you out. And if Diamond and Silk see it, you know we going to call you out.
Straight out, honey. Straight out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm upset with the scientists anyways because... Yeah. A lot of things happen because of their flawed data.
That's right.
And I don't think that it had to happen. And my thing is, I can forgive you when you make a mistake with flawed data but one time.
Yeah.
But when you keep bringing us flawed data and it's been flawed and flawed, you got the country shut down, and you're scaring the public, that bothers
me. As a scientist that's been in the business for over 30 years, and you don't know about certain therapeutic medicines that can help save American lives, and you don't want nobody talking about it.
Right.
Because you want people to just see this one thing that you all are pushing out in front of the American people's eyes. Yeah, she need to go ahead on and retire. God bless her soul. I wish her the best of luck. Open back up our country. We got to open back up our country, period. Mm-hmm. We are human beings. Mm-hmm. Human beings thrive on each other's energy.
We surely
even do. Down to our children.
Right.
It's time to get our children back in schools. Our children is lacking the energy that they need to really be able to survive
and to thrive
mm-hmm. as children
right.
growing up into this particular yeah. society.
You know, Silk, we was having a conversation the other day. What propels or compels people to dress up and look pretty and stuff?
Yes.
It's having the free will to go places.
Go and do.
When you
yes.
go to work, you want to look good. You want to smell good.
Yes.
Then you may meet somebody on the job or maybe yeah. just walk into your car. They don't even work there, but they see you.
Uh-huh.
And they may want to take you out to dinner
yeah.
and a movie.
Yeah.
And then you go home. You got to have a new dress to do all of this kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So what propels you to go to Ulta and buy the makeup or order the wig? What propels you? But if you got everybody locked down,
yeah.
ain't nobody going to be wanting to do none of that.
Even the children.
That's right.
They're not used to this.
Right. They're used to being in school. They're used to stuff where it's organized.
Nice.
They're in school. They know it's got to be instruction, constructive. They're used to a constructive day.
That's right. Yes. Uh-huh.
And with them being at home and you got them in front of a camera,
uh-huh.
they're not used to that. Especially the little ones.
Now comes the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are used to getting out, working,
right.
providing for their families, mm-hmm. not staying locked down and everybody going to hell in a hen basket at the same time.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right.
If this virus is this detrimental to the human nature,
right.
then remove the restrictions off the very therapeutic medicines that can help remove this virus.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But right now, if you don't eat, mm-hmm. you're going to starve. And if you starve,
you know what may happen after that.
You know what's going to happen after
may
that.
Not be no
so
more
you have
you.
A choice.
That's right.
I'm going to get out here. I'm going to work for mine.
Right.
And whatever comes my way, thank you, God, for my immune system.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So we want people to be able to eat. We want them
to be able to work. Be prosperous.
And
provide.
And be in good health.
And be in good yeah. health. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what
we want.
So listen, you all, Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Spend time with your family.
Yes.
And just have a good time. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to see history in the making,
in the making.
You may not feel like it, but it really is.
Yeah.
So make sure you have a wonderful Merry Christmas. And we will see you all next week.
Right.
So listen, you all, don't forget to subscribe to this channel so each time we drop a podcast, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of diamond and silk? And when you order the book, you will get a signed autographed copy. You can order the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to give us a review. And a 5-star will do.
Thank you so much for joining us. We was just coming to give you the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime, in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye,
everybody.